This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, May 8th, AD 2018, my 52nd birthday. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pakistan's top Supreme Court Justice, Saqib Nisar, said last week that he will hear the appeal of Asiya Bibi, a Christian mother who has been in prison for 9 years on a false blasphemy charge. The Worldview spoke to Wilson Chowdhury of the British Pakistani Christian Association about why this is a hopeful development.
Christians are very elated by this. See, this is exciting news. This, don't forget, is the last chance for Asiya Bibi to gain freedom through the justice system. After this, the only course open to her would be a presidential pardon, which has never been given and would be very difficult for any president to give, especially in the circumstances of increased intolerance in the country. I personally and myself am very hopeful now because Chief Justice Saqib Nisar basically has only recently, in January and February, created an office within the Supreme Court in Lahore which deals with complaints from Christian plaintiffs. But also, he has openly condemned the practice of the police authorities who ignore claims by Christians.
Chowdhury said to pray fervently that the Chief Justice would be courageous and that Asiya would be acquitted. You can send a message of hope to Asiya, organized by Citizens Go, linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Hebrews 13:3 says, "Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also." The Church of Jesus Christ is growing rapidly in the Philippines, reports Christian Aid Mission. But Christians there face deadly persecution from Islamic insurgents and communist guerrilla fighters. In one church, multiple pastors have been shot to death. A man who volunteered to lead the church was then shot at by armed rebels. He said, quote, "The Lord helped the bullet to miss me. Only by the grace of God were we not hit," end quote. An evangelical Christian couple recently won their case against the Alberta Canadian government, overturning a previous decision that banned the parents from adopting children because of their biblical views on marriage and sexuality. Representing the couple, the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedom said, quote, "The government has no right to discriminate on the basis of religion when looking at couples who are seeking to adopt," end quote. The Irish band U2 announced their support last week for decriminalizing abortion in Ireland, ahead of a world tour this year, angering many fans. Despite describing himself as a Christian, lead singer Bono and his band are supporting the referendum on May 25th to repeal Ireland's Eighth Amendment that defends the right to life for unborn babies. Isaiah 5 warns, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who are wise in their own eyes and take away justice from the righteous man." Vice President Mike Pence swore in Richard Grenell, a homosexual, last Friday, as the ambassador to Germany, with Grenell's longtime male partner at his side, holding the Bible. Previously a U.S. spokesman to the United Nations, Grenell was the first openly homosexual ambassador picked by President Donald Trump last year. After 34 years, Walt Disney World is ending its annual Night of Joy, a Christian music event. Last week, a Disney World spokeswoman said the elimination of the Christian concerts was part of the company's philosophy of, quote, "continually changing our offerings," end quote. Meanwhile, Disney's entertainment and vacation enterprises have supported sexually perverted lifestyles for children. Jesus said in Matthew 18:6, "Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea." A major volcano in Hawaii has been erupting with lava and dangerous fumes since an earthquake last Friday. 35 buildings have been destroyed, and nearly 2,000 people are being evacuated. Earthquakes there continued at an average of one quake every hour as of Monday. In God's providence, a thoroughbred racehorse named Justify won the 144th Kentucky Derby last Saturday, becoming the first colt in 136 years to achieve the victory after not racing as a two-year-old. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin presented the trophy to Justify's owner, Kenny Trout, who immediately gave God the glory.
First thing I want to do, I want to thank God for blessing us. I know this is an earthly thing, but I want to thank him for what he has done and made it safe for us all.
And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, May 8th in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.